And we are broadcasting from the HR Tech Convention in Las Vegas. And joining me now is Kyle DeQuana. He is with a company called Empathy. He's the Director of Employer Solutions. Kyle, appreciate you coming by. Tell us all about Empathy and what you guys do.
Yeah. And first, I appreciate you having me. So Empathy, we're doing personalized bereavement care. So what that means is when an employee experiences loss, they're able to access empathy to help them on that journey. And whether that be the emotional and the grief component of loss or the practical and administrative, logging on through a very intuitive and innovative app that's fully customized, catering to them and their specific journey, the state they live in, the relationship of the individual, the religion of that family, all then will curate a dedicated care plan, letting them know what the next specific tasks are. And on this journey, again, they have a dedicated care manager that's an allied health professional, trained grief expert, and is able to guide them on the next steps while they also access the tech.
This is something very unique. Any companies out there that do something like this?
No. So we're not only new, but we're building a category as well. So Empathy is about 4 years old. We're thankful to receive around $100 million in that time. Started out as a beneficiary benefit. Had great traction with many life insurance carriers, some that are here. So the Hartford, Securian, and MetLife specifically that you'll see walking around. We support their beneficiaries. And what we quickly realized is that there's a need on the employer side as well. So to support large employers specifically, and when those employees are impacted by loss, that they have a dedicated resource. And just to add here, for us, loss is, you know, it's very vague on who we want to say is impacted, right? And so this could be the loss of an unborn child. It could be the loss of a pet. Loss of a neighbor. For me, even the loss of my high school football coach. He was like a second father. And, you know, that's not in the employer policy where you get to take time off.
Right.
But we think those people still need support. And again, whether that be the emotional and grief or practical, like closing out their loved one's accounts, navigating probate challenges, or just notifying the credit bureau that they've lost a loved one.
How long has the company been around and what's the response you've been getting from the industry?
Yeah. So again, it's about 4 years that we've been around. And as you can imagine, you know, loss as a whole in the U.S. still pretty a taboo to talk about. You know, in the workplace, we see things celebrated like anniversaries and birthdays and weddings, new home purchases. But someone loses someone and it's like we just don't talk about them. And so, you know, we're thankful again to be building out a category and getting very great traction. And events like this, we just absolutely love because we can, you know, that we can expand in mass quantity here and touch so many people. And really, that's what it's about, is that we want to impact and touch as many families as possible.
Well, you brought up the convention here that we're at today. And for the next couple of days, what are your goals? What are you hoping to accomplish here in Las Vegas?
Yeah, a lot of it, again, just where we are is education. Educating the market. And I'm a numbers guy. I love data. And so we think about it, that 26% of the workforce is going to be impacted by loss this year. That's more than one in four individuals impact. It's a lot. It's a substantial amount of the population. And so, yeah, we're just here to educate. We're here to, again, connect with partners. We're thankful about the ones that are here. And again, love to get the word out. A lot of folks are will see it. An immediate reaction, what I got yesterday, was a lot of, so it's like behavioral health, or it's like an EAP, an employee assistance program. And just to speak to it, so...
It's much more than that.
Much more. And we can appreciate like an EAP and the grief component and talking to someone. What our clients really value and love here is this is unlimited support. So I can talk to my care manager, who's Sarah Weatherford, right, who lives in Georgia, who I know and she knows my family. I can talk to her as often, as frequently as I like. And I can do that through different modules. It could be like a Zoom meeting. It could be messaging on the app. It could be talking on the phone. And then the other part of it is just the length of time. So when we're helping families, the average family is about 18 months. And that's what it takes to get through probate. And it's one of those things that you don't know until you know. And no one wants to get good at grief. Probate is one of those things that looks different in every single state. So all 50 have a different rule and regulation. And just having that expert by your side, really offloading the stress, the unknown, and providing predictability, because the grief is made harder by logistics, and logistics are made harder by grief. So we're thankful for the support that we're doing, and absolutely love the feedback.
The sweet spot as far as the companies you'd like to partner with, is there a certain vertical or size that you like to work with?
Yeah, it's interesting. So we're vertical, not agnostic right now. We could be high tech, could be manufacturing companies. Size, our sweet spot, it seems to be over 5,000 lives. But again, we have clients that are 50 employees and we're targeting primarily 1,000 and plus. But again, want to keep that open because we're here to support every family out there on this really difficult journey that unfortunately we're all going to face. We all might not have kids. We all might not get married. This is one of those things. It doesn't matter our title, our gender, our status in the company. This we're going to be impacted. And not to be morbid, but we just want to get ahead of it. We believe in proper planning for it. And just on that note too, I'd be remiss not to launch. Again, I mentioned funding. We got about $100 million in the past 4 years. And two things we're doing with the recent round. One is expanding to go global. As you can imagine, working with Fortune 500, they want that global presence. So we'll be doing that. And the second is we've launched a new offering called Life Vault. And what this is a legacy end-of-life planning service where I can work with the technology and a person on filling out my will, creating my last testament, and preparing my end-of-life wishes so that, one, it does happen. It's my children won't have to navigate any sort of complications. It'll be very outlined and detailed. And so we're able to now extend our reach and support more of the population on preparing for the end.
What an amazing service that I think a lot of folks just probably don't think about until something bad happens.
It's too late, yeah.
Yeah. For those that would like to find out more, where can they get information on the online?
Yeah, I would say empathy.com. Again, Kyle DeQuana too. Feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn. We'll share that information here on my email. It's kyle.dequana@empathy.com. But certainly check out the website. There's a lot of great resources. We love curating content. We're working on right now our third annual cost of dying report. It'll come out in, I believe, Q1 of 2025, our third one, and just remarkable data on the cost that is associated with this milestone of life, not only for the family, but then for employers as well, because it is most certainly not a linear experience. It doesn't always necessarily get easier as time goes on. Sometimes it's even more complicated.
Yeah.
And so we're just all about data and looking at the outcomes from this moment of life.
And for those that might want to connect with you on LinkedIn, you said Kyle DeQuana. Spell DeQuana.
Yeah, DaQuanna.
Great. Kyle DeQuana with Empathy. Appreciate you coming by.
Man, I appreciate you having us. Thanks so much.